Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Glenn.
Morning, Till.
Hi, Till.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Ira. No one else?
Not who has spoken. No.
Yes. I see also three here, so we are we three. Now.
Right.
So, anything new?
No.
No.
No, that's not from my side. I mean, I started the web page, but I never finished it. I just ran out.
Yes. I've already once had a look into it and have started to do some small corrections.
Okay.
But I had not much time to work on that because I have we have feature-free set Ubuntu, and so I've packaged up a lot of stuff and so on and fixed some bugs. So I did not go through the whole thing. I only started, and perhaps later on I will be able to continue. Yes, and otherwise, in the last days, I also visited the IFA, the Internationale Funkausstellung. It's something like in the US the CES, but the counterpart of that in Berlin, in Germany. And as I'm living in Berlin, I can easily go there and make use of it. And I'm living for 5 years in Berlin already, and for the first time I visited the show.
Ah, okay.
That makes sense.
My overall impression is that everything is touch, or what is not touch is a TV. Really, every laptop there and even PCs, they all had a touch screen.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
$150 option extra in new HP and Toshiba laptops that I've looked at lately to add touch.
Even kitchen appliances have a touch screen. I've already found a cooking range with a touch screen.
Oh, dear. That sounds very dangerous if a hot fat got it.
Probably it's not sensitive for the hot fat. Otherwise, there would be a big problem.
I never see voice becoming popular with those kind of things, but touchpads, yes.
And probably these are all capacitive touch screens, which recognize where the object which is touching the screen is a finger, and not any other object, so that if you touch it with a spoon or if some food drops on it, then this does not do any function. But when we do everything new with graphical user interface, we have always to have touch in mind. Probably this will not be the death of the mouse, but queen and mouse, I think will coexist, because when you are typing, when you are sitting at a desk and have a monitor in front of you, when you are typing on the keyboard, it's easier to do graphical input by grabbing to the right of the keyboard and moving the mouse instead going up with your hands and touching the screen, I think.
Well, at least for us older
it's
people
also,
who have gone up
to
the mouse.
It's also 15 times better resolution on a typical mouse than the touch resolution of screen.
Yes, yes. So that
it
if you do
terrible.
Fine graphics works and not simply clicking
right,
buttons.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to do a sort of a whiteboard sketch of a little flow, a couple of, you know, boxes and arrows, it's easier to do it with a mouse.
Yeah,
I've had the one. It'll help you
make well, there,
better,
probably there are so many tablets and phones which have also a stylus. You see the Galaxy Note 3 from Samsung or the Galaxy 10.1 from Samsung, these two have a stylus so that you can use your fingers or the stylus so that if you have small elements or fine photo editing work, you can use the stylus. And also some Lenovo convertibles and tablets have a stylus.
There's also, on the flip side of the stylus, which is helpful, all of the major makers have in one of their high-end smartphones one with a slide-out full computer keyboard that you can type on. That slides out from behind the back, so it becomes
quite... Yes, yes. And
that's becoming quite the differentiating feature in high-end cell phones.
Yes. This thing, for me, looks like that it has gone away. But the same mechanics I have seen in around 12-inch size on the show as a convertible laptop, so that if you slide the screen down, you have a tablet, and if you slide the up and make so that the keyboard shows you have a laptop.
Right. Which, to those of us who are doing anything halfway serious with a computer, is more
for convertible.
They're calling them convertibles?
Yes, yes. If you have a laptop which you can use as a tablet or as a laptop, it's a convertible. I have a convertible, my Lenovo ThinkPad Twist. The screen, you can turn around the screen and fold it down, and then you use it as a tablet. And if you fold it up and turn it around again, you use it as a laptop. And probably the nicest to use as a tablet are the ones where you detach the keyboard. And so when you have the tablet without keyboard, it is lighter and so more easily to hold in the hand than the one where the keyboard is not detachable. But there are very many where the keyboard is not detachable, where it slides behind the screen, or where the screen can be turned over inside a frame, and many, many different types of mechanics, all with the goal that device which can be a tablet and a laptop. And another thing is you have also tablets with bigger than an iPad, but in contrary to the ARM ones, you can use any PC software on it because it runs Windows 8.1. And perhaps on these ones you can as easily install Linux as on a PC.
Well, of course, full Windows 8.1 runs on tablets now on ARM. So you can actually run it either way.
Yep. One moment, please. I'm only contacting Lars. Therefore, I'm talking already with our desktop guys at Ubuntu. It's very, very important that we that we need to support the touch screen because of all computers having a touch screen, and most laptops are, and most small and light laptops are convertible. So only the big and heavy laptops are not convertible, I have seen. And I have found one laptop.
That's true, Till, but I can get a 17-inch screen from Lenovo or from Toshiba, like my big one. That's a touch screen and real high resolution, too.
Yes. This I have also seen. There were 20-inch screens, which you can put into a stand so that you and use it with a Bluetooth keyboard and Bluetooth mouse. Then you use it like a PC.
And you can make quick kiosks at
really
fairs.
You can take it out of the stand. It has a battery. And then you can use it like a tablet. For some games, you can also put it flat on the table. And they have even Ultra HD resolution for the screen. So photos look really great on them, like printed. So it seems that resolution of screens is reaching the resolution of our of printers. And it does not need to reach exactly as every pixel on a screen can show millions of colors, and for on a printer you need many more pixels because they must dither together the color.
Okay, well,
so
we could probably talk about this quite a while, but let's move on.
Yes, it was coincidence that we have our in the last 2 days. I had the chance to see this fair. It's a really huge show. It is this convention center has something like 30 halls, and many have two floors, and it's really huge. You cannot see everything there.
Till, for the minutes, would you send me a link to the show or the correct...
Ira, you're fading in and out.
For the minutes, would you send me a link to the show or the correct name of the conference?
This is not really a conference. It's a trade show.
It's like the trade show.
I think it's IFA. No, it's not IFA.de.
Send them the information, Till.
Yeah, just send it to me. Don't look it up right now, because I'll get it wrong.
Yes.
Tell it to me anyway. Okay.
One thing also to say, I didn't see many printers, and on the printer front, I didn't see much new stuff. So it seems that on the printer front, not much changed. Probably the next thing which will be interesting is IPP everywhere.
Right. Quite.
To get rid of the hassle of drivers. For 3D printers, they did even better. I've seen one, and they all need a standard format which 3D CAD programs can output, and so you don't need a device-specific drivers for these things.
Right.
But the usual
standard interchange format for the data. Yeah.
IPP everywhere. You're still there?
Yep.
Yes, I was just typing. Sorry. Let's quickly move on and touch on a few other topics that we did last month just to see if there's any change or update. Glenn and Till, Common Mobile Print Client, or...
I'm sorry, Ira, you just keep fading in and out.
Common Mobile Print Client?
Yes.
Yes, one thing is I was able to build and display it. It looks nice, but it's not perfect. For example, the tabs appear separate windows, but one can imagine how it looks like. And I hope that in the next weeks I will be able to send it to our design team so that they can look into it for the phone.
Oh, great. Yeah, the separate windows were just my experimenting.
Yes, yes. Probably was easier to quickly quickly write up than making a real tab interface.
Right. Do you replace the current screen with another screen, or do you make tabs? And I hadn't decided, so I just made a whole bunch of other screens.
Ah, yes, yes.
And then to decide how many screens you needed.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's extra window.
I had to experiment before I finished it, and then the project kind of stopped at my end. But anyway, that's the reason. But I'd really like to know when you submit it to them, okay?
Yes, yes, I will do so. I will CC you when I do that.
I appreciate it.
Is that the Ubuntu Touch design team?
Yes. And it is planned to come out with the first device in spring next year, in April probably.
Thank you. That's interesting and good. It's good to hear that you're passing on Glenn's very, very good design ideas and thoughts. I agree. The separate windows versus tabs is just so what? This is prototyping.
Yeah,
it's
a
design,
yes,
not,
yes.
Not final product.
Because
yeah,
it's not final. I'm
how to
lay them out between these pages. Perhaps that one swipes with a finger to the left and to the right, like one.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, I didn't
worry
about all that.
Yep. Glenn, any updates on LSB 3.0? Is it still
5.
On track for beta in Q4?
LSB 5.0.
5.0 rather.
No, right now it's actually a little stalled because they're having some problems with the SDK they're working on. So, but they're the guy who's in charge of it is under pressure, so we're hoping some more work done by the end of September.
Okay.
But the target is still that, but I don't know. It keeps getting delayed. It's really not comical, but it's interesting to listen to some of these conversations. It appears that people who write JPEG don't often make their code backwards compatible.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
No, when the LSB tries to make a new version, it's kind of a semi-nightmare. I says, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I really had never really quite thought of that, but there's no rule that says you have to. Yeah, but anyway, those are the kind of problems they run across, and then there's also platform issues. So anyway, they're working on them very diligently. And then next week is LinuxCon, so they won't be working on anything next week. So, LinuxCon is in New Orleans this year.
Okay.
The same part of it is just is basically done. All the bugs, all the modifications required at the LSB base were accepted and made. So I'm just kind of maintaining it, and I attend a meeting which happened an hour before this one. just to make sure they don't come up with some surprise that I have to worry about. That's going well.
Okay. So the sand part is pretty well
It's
under control.
Overall,
LSB 5.0 is somewhat delayed at present.
Yeah, and I already told them, that, you know, I'm not making any promises until I get a beta release of 5.0.
Yeah, right, of course.
Until I get a feature freeze and someone says this is what it's going to be. I've been there too many times. So that's where that stands.
Thank you. The news on CUPS 1.7 in Ubuntu and elsewhere is Mike's note on this morning or yesterday that 1.7 will ship with the next Mac OS 10 release and not before, but that then patch release will not be tied to Mac OS releases.
Yes, yes. If our final release is before a Mac OS release, and then we go out with the RC, and the other thing will probably come as the final will probably come as a stable release update. And otherwise, it will come as when it will come. And the RC1 is working well too. I don't get lots of CUPS bug reports because we are using the RC1.
Right. So it's actually 1.7.1, right?
No, we have 1.7.0 RC1. It's a pre-release of 1.7.0.
Ah, and what we're, I thought it was
1.7.0.
Yeah, because that's what Mike said in his note just now, would ship with Mac OS 10.9.
Okay.
Mac OS X 10.9.
Getting old.
Okay, I'm getting there. Hang on, let me catch up. okay.
Isn't that touch screen again?
Google Summer of Code. Aren't we done or finishing? Says here, September 16th, Google Summer of Code, stop coding. That was from the GSOC calendar. Till do we, or Glenn, but I think it's Till, do we have any brief status on any of the three open printing projects?
Yes, they are going. And what we will get, for example, is on the open printing web server that when new printers or PPDs are registered, that with one single action, the packages get built and uploaded. One does not need to do it manual all anymore. And otherwise, we will also get a better user interface so that users can add printers. And it seems that the students are doing their work.
Good.
The three students. And also we will get in the Pumatic, in the CUPS filters, CUPS only version of Pumatic WIP.
Right.
To reduce the printing stack by one package, so that we don't need the Fumatic filters package anymore, but only CUPS filters, GhostScript, and Fumatic DB.
Okay, and do you know anything at all about Joe Simon's work on color management or Glenn?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, it is in fact, anyway, just about done. So we will leave it stand that way.
Yes, yes. Google Summer of Code is ending, I think, 23 or so.
It's in pencils down on the 16th, and it ends on the 23rd, and or rather, it has to be. You have to start committing code by then.
Yes.
23rd is what, Ira?
I'm looking back to the, I took this off the Google calendar. It's not the 23rd. On the 16th, it's pencils down. On the 27th, students begin submitting code samples. On the 1st of October, the final results of Google Summer of Code are announced. And those dates are in my minutes from last month and will be in this.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up, sir.
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's great.
It'll be another line this week, so.
Okay. My last topic, besides just, you know, upcoming meetings, I'll just fill that in from last month. Was the next couple of meetings, just to confirm what we figured out through the end of the year last month, which is that we will meet Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Is that still okay for both of you, Glenn and Till?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Wednesday, the 6th of November?
Yes.
Yes.
And Wednesday, the 4th of December. So these are all actually first Wednesdays.
Yes, yes, this works.
Good. They don't actually fall on any known holidays that I can find. So
they're aware of, huh?
Yes, I'm aware. I'm quite sure, having just said that, there's an Australian or a Japanese holiday, but
they're not, on the
they're
phone
not
phone
joining
phone
us
phone
at the
today.
Moment. All right. In that case, I suggest we adjourn, unless someone has another pressing topic.
Yes, I think no.
I have a lot of editing to do before the end of this week, and then I'm going to be on the road for 10 days.
All righty. Okay. You guys have a great one.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.